the man, the myth, the gardening legend, Charlie Nardozzi. I'm Mary Angish. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Our favorite episode feature is back again. This is like the third time this summer, I think.
I think so. Yeah. Lots of questions, which we love.
Which we love. Let's do it. Let's let the lightning round begin.
Ta-da!
First one's from Kelly in Waitsfield. Kelly writes, you've probably already answered this question, but what is up with the lilacs? Why are the leaves turning brown and falling off?
Everybody has that question, and you're going to hear it a lot on the air in the next few weeks. So the lilacs got hit by a double whammy. So June and July, lots of rain, lots of fungal diseases turned a lot of the leaves black, and then it dried out in August and got hot and dry, and those leaves turned crinkly, and now a lot of them are dropping off. So it's just been a tough year for lilacs. It's just kind of the bottom line of it. Two things to remember. One is that to clean up those dropped leaves, if they haven't dropped yet, once they do, clean them all up, remove them from the area, because that's where a lot of disease inoculum would be for the winter. And the other thing is to not panic, because if your lilacs still have green buds on them, and if you nick the stem a little bit and it's still green, that means the lilac is healthy. It's ready to go for next year. If it's been a bush that's been there for a number of years, always been healthy, don't worry about it. You'll be smiling next spring when they bloom.
Oh, excellent. Next question. Anne in Stratford writes, I have lots and lots of tall daisy plants, all their stems covered with tiny red bugs, and the flowers are mostly dead. What can I do other than cut them all down?
Yes, those are probably red aphids on Heliopsis. I know that exact insect because I used to have it. Then I stopped growing Heliopsis, and now I don't have it anymore. So if you love that plant and you really want to grow it, what you'll need to do is that when you cut it down this year, and usually I don't tell people to cut things down and remove them, but in this case, a lot of insects, you want to just cut it down, remove it from the area, clean it up around there a little bit. Next year, though, you got to get on top of it early. So early summer or so, when the Heliopsis is growing up, check those stems. As soon as you start seeing those red aphids come in there, then you want to spray with insecticidal soap or neem oil, and then you're going to have to probably do a number of repeated sprays to keep them under control so you can enjoy the yellow daisy flowers.
Okay. Thomas in Colchester writes, hopefully you can help save our plum tree. It's been sick for the past few years.
A number of things could be happening. It's an older tree. Sometimes it gets borers in the tree, so I would check the main stem and the main trunk of the tree to see if you see little holes down there. Those would be the sign of borers. There's not a lot, unfortunately, you can do once they start boring in there. But if the tree is not that old, you could wrap it up, the trunk up this winter and into next year and try to provide a little bit of protection that way from new insects coming in. Other than that, next spring, I would give it some nice fertilizer, maybe remove some of the grass around the trunk if you haven't done that already. Put some bark mulch or wood chips around it. Keep it well watered and see what happens.
Kathy in Royalton writes, which perennials are best for all-day Vermont sun, and which should I move to areas with less sun? I'm open to new plants and flowers on the idea that we are getting warmer with human-caused climate change.
Yes, and we're seeing that happen more and more, and this summer was a good example of it. So there are certain plants that like the heat. They like a lot of sun and also dry conditions. So things you might want to look at planting or moving, California poppies, a really easy one to grow, self-sows all over the place. Sedums, salvias, coneflowers, echinacea, Galliardia, verbena, lantana, any of those plants that really like a lot of sun, those might be the ones you start favoring in those really hot spots in your yard. And if you have plants that you've been kind of growing in part sun that are really shade-loving plants and they're starting to see some browning on the leaves, sunburn basically, things like the hostas, the ligularias, the bruneras, and astilbes, those you might want to move into a shadier little spot, especially from the afternoon sun, because they're going to get more and more heat on them and not going to do as well.
Okay, last one from Bob and Kathleen in Enosburg. They write, our plum tree has growths and we'd like to know what to do about it. The plum and pear trees are about 5 years old. There's very little flowering and no fruit.
That's black knot. It's a fungus that attacks plum trees, cherry trees, anybody in that family, it'll go after them. You'll see it out in the wild on wild plums, and of course comes into any of the domestic plums, the ones we grow. The key thing to do is to remove it, because if you leave it there, the spores will come out and they'll start spreading throughout your tree. The time to remove it, though, would be late winter. If you do it now, you're opening up your tree for more infection because the tree is still alive. So you want to cut that stem back, that branch back, to about 6 inches or so below where that knot is. If that really deforms the tree, just take the whole branch out. But it's critical that you remove it because it will spread. The only tree that I have in that whole family of plums and cherries that doesn't get black knot are tart cherries, by the way. I have plums that get it, and a tart cherry tree 20 feet away doesn't ever get it. So grow some cherries instead.
Send questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org. That's it for this episode, but check vermontpublic.org for this and loads of other episodes and find us in your favorite podcast feed. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.